Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he continues to be a voice for rural America in Washington, D.C. Leader McConnell says representing rural America continues to be his focus.
There are four leaders. I'm the only one of the four not from New York or California. So, yeah, my job is to kind of look out for middle America. And, of course, I have a particular state in middle America that I'm awfully fond of. And the biggest challenge we have right now, which affects a whole lot of rural areas, is the unfortunately delayed effort for disaster assistance after the storms that hit Alabama and Georgia almost 6 months ago.
Senator McConnell says he's hoping there will soon be a resolution in the trade war.
This has been a rough several years. People are upset over the trade wars, the tariffs. Honestly, as we speak, I'm not sure how this ends, but I can tell you for sure nobody wins a trade war. Nobody wins it. So we're hoping and praying for a small trade war and not a long trade war.
He adds he supports the tariffs on China.
The president's certainly correct in targeting China. They have been a bad player for a long time. I'm less enthusiastic about the fights that we've been in with our European allies and the Canadians and the Mexicans and the Japanese.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's looking forward to continuing progress on agricultural hemp.
There are a couple of things left. Crop insurance will not be ready this year, so the people in the hemp growing business this year are taking a chance, but we should have it up and running by the 2020 crop. And we need some kind of guidance from the FDA. Everybody would like that, so that you don't have people selling CBD and claiming it cures cancer or something like that, you know, to avoid kind of overclaiming.
The majority leader says he's also working hard to increase the smoking age across the country.
We ought to raise the national age for purchasing tobacco products to 21. It's not just cigarettes, it's vaping as well.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts from the Farm Bureau Radio Network.